زيارة في إمام حسين الإسلام in Karbala. Karbala is 100 kilometers southwest of Baghdad, and the name Karbala is taught by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is as being the land which will cause many agonies, which is karb, and afflictions, which is bala. Imam Baqir al-Islam has said that if people knew the reward for the ziyarah of Imam Hussein al-Islam, surely they would have died out of love for it. And when inquired as to what exactly the thawab is, Imam explained that whosoever goes for the ziyarah has been given the thawabs of 1,000 hajj, 1,000 umrah, 1,000 martyrs of Badr, 1,000 rewards for fasting, 1,000 rewards for sadaqah, the reward for freeing 1,000 slaves, protection for the whole year, and an angel will be appointed to protect him, and when he dies, angels will attend his burial ceremony. They will pray for his forgiveness, he'll be protected from the squeeze of the grave. Questions of the grave of Munkar and Nakir will be facilitated for him, and the gates of Jannah will be opened. The book of deeds will be presented to him in his right hand, and he will come on the day of judgment, full of light, and this light will stretch from the east to the west, and an announcer will call out, "This is a visitor of the grave of Hussein al-Islam," and at that time there will be no one in the field of Qiyamah that he would wish that he was a visitor of Imam Hussein al-Islam. Sufficient. So many ahadith, but to me this is sufficient to know that you are so privileged that you are there. It is reported from Imam Sadiq al-Islam that it's better not to apply oil or kohl to the eyes or eat meat while you're visiting Karbala. It's recommended to be in Karbala on a Thursday night. When you arrive in Karbala, the first thing that will come to your mind is that you want to visit Imam Hussain al-Islam as quickly as possible. Do ghusl if you can. Walk towards the haram with humility, small steps, cry, say Allahu Akbar, say La ilaha illallah, send salawat on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and say Assalamu alayka ya Aba Abdullah, and send la'na on those who killed him. At the main entrance, which is Babul Qibla, is the first loyal friend of Imam Hussain al-Islam, Habib ibn Mazahir. As you see his zari, greet him by saying, "Assalamu alayka ya Habib ibn Mazahir, as-sayyidi wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh." Having greeted him, approach the zari which houses Imam Hussain al-Islam, and at his feet, Ali Akbar al-Islam and Ali Asghar, also known as Abdullah al-Radi alayhi salam, and stand there and recite the ziyarah of Imam Hussain al-Islam. As-salamu alayka ya Aba Abdullah al-Husayn. As-salamu alayka wa ala jaddika wa abik. As-salamu alayka wa ala ummika wa akhik. As-salamu alayka wa ala al-aimmati min banik. As-salamu alayka ya sahib al-dam'at al-saqiba. As-salamu alayka ya sahib al-musibat al-ratiba. لقد أصبح كتاب الله فيك محجورا ورسول الله فيك موتورا السلام عليك ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام عليك وعلى أنصار الله وخلفائي السلام على أمناء الله وأحبائي السلام على محل معرفة الله ومعادن حكمة الله وحفظة سر الله وحملة كتاب الله ووصياء نبي الله وذرية رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله ورحمة الله وبركاته. Peace be with you, O Aba Abdullah al-Hussein. Peace be with you, your grandfather and father. Peace be with you, your mom and your brother. Peace be with you, with the imams from your children. Peace be with you, O the one who is the bearer of flowing tears. Peace be with you, O the one who endowed with a difficult calamity. Indeed, the Book of God became abandoned regarding you, and the Prophet was wronged by your murder. Peace, mercy, and blessings of God be with you. Peace be with the helpers of God and his successors. Peace be with the trustees of God and his beloved. Peace be with you, the means for the recognition of God. Peace be with you, the treasury of wisdom of God. The keepers of the secrets of God, the bearers of the book of God, the vicegerents of the prophet of God, and the progeny of the messenger of God. May the blessings of God be with you. May the mercy and blessings of God be with you.